Like this, Mike. I forgot I had this CD. Mike walked in the office earlier this week and he says, okay, so we're going to talk Blue Moons this week, huh? Okay, I can't find one song on Blue Moons. I said, oh, I got one. John Fogerty, the founder of CCR, produced an album about 10, 15 years ago called Blue Moon Swamp. And this is one of the title songs off of it. It's a great CD.
They're all great.
Let's use some more of that more often. I like that. All right. So we're talking about summer coming to an end. All the parents are trying to think, okay, what one last event should we try and wrap the kids into before we commit ourselves to the school schedule?
Well, there's a lot going on. Do you know,
yes.
KTAR's main page had a little result from a national survey, and it said that Phoenix actually ranks 20th out of 100 for the most recreational city. So you don't have to go very far to get outside and find something to do. But if you want to get cool off the kids one more weekend before school starts, there's some things going on up in the all up north. So Williams, which we love,
yes.
Route 66, all the way from Chicago to Santa Monica it runs.
Yeah.
And we actually saw the end of it on our last little trip.
It ends at Santa Monica Pier right there, baby. You are at the end of the road right there.
No further. Well, if you just want to see a piece of it, in Williams they're having one of their classic car shows. It's called the Cool Country Cruise Inn. Of course, they have the soda fountains open and 150 classic cars to look at. And people just troll up and down. You can walk up and down the streets. They got great shops, good food, nice cool air.
They've got all the cars parked right on Main Street, so you just walk up and down the street. It's a lot of fun. That's a great event.
It is very just relaxing.
Looking
and
at
cool.
all the muscle cars and the beautiful. I mean, that is, you know, just pieces of art is what they are.
They are that. So, and if you're in Flagstaff area, August 15, Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument. They have all kinds of stuff every weekend. But they're having solar viewing from 1 to 4, and then they're having telescope viewing starting at 8 o'clock.
Sounds good.
That's a great one.
That's a great kids event. You want to get the kids interested in outdoors, put a telescope on the ground and have somebody that knows the sky visit with your kids. It is absolutely captivating.
You could play them the podcast from last weekend.
Captivating.
Dr. Sky.
Dr.
Get him,
Sky.
Get him interested in something besides a computer.
We're going to have him on again. That was great.
For sure. Now, Prescott, I think, is one of the most cultural little cities we have in the state. They always have something art-related going on. And just next weekend, they will have the Prescott Arts and Crafts Festival. It's free, out in the park. Great fun.
Because they're also having the Cowboys Poet.
Like I said, they always have at least one thing going on.
All next weekend, too. You have it by College Center for the Arts.
As long as you're up there, you could get both done.
They get both done.
And if you're down south, the Tucson Audubon Society is putting on a great little venue. Hang on one second here. It's a couple days long, but just for families. On August 15th, you can bring the kids to Arizona River Park Inn. They're having all kinds of live animals, free talks for the kids. It's all geared for the kids. Sometimes, you know, when you tell the kids you're going on a guided tour, it's like, oh, boring. But this is all geared just for the kids, and they'll have live animals to look at. So you can look them up on Facebook, Tucson Bird and Wildlife Festival. That's August 15th. That'll be a lot of fun.
So and don't forget, next weekend we'll be broadcasting live. I want to repeat it again. We're going to be out at Westworld, and it's going to be KTAR and Arizona Game and Fish Department doing a whole day family orientation and getting outdoors. You want to show your kids how to handle a rod and reel and cast into a catch and release pond where they're actually going to have hungry fish there waiting to nibble away at your kid's hook. Give it a try. They're going to have archery range. They're going to have a whole bunch of hands-on demonstration stuff to get the kids engaged in the outdoors. We'll be broadcasting live there. I think KTR basically is going to be broadcasting there live all morning long, I would suspect. So
yep.
Join us next Saturday at Westworld.
Yeah, try to get all your school shopping done this week so you can enjoy something right before, get that last little bonding moment before we're back to school.
We talk about all these things to do, and one of the things we came up with back in the depths of the recession is an idea we came up with called the Arizona Staycation. Now, you can go register that at rosieonthehouse.com. And we're going to, for those of you that have registered before, those of you who have used our website, you know, there's like 1.5 million page views a year. So we know a lot of Arizona homeowners are using it. You're going to find it completely new. If you haven't seen it, we launched it softly about 10 days ago, and we've been just kind of double checking it and flight checking it and testing it and road testing it and fixing the tire pressure and adjusting the camber and, you know, all the little things that you do just to get it run perfect. It's up and operating now, rosieonthehouse.com. And I think the comments we're getting so far is that it's incredibly easier to use. The information that you're looking for, you can find it and get to it much quicker. And we still have the staycation there. So we had a family just recently come back from a staycation. They got up to Sanderson Lincoln, jumped in one of those MKXs, had an incredible weekend up in the Williams area. And it's just fun seeing the pictures and the stories of everybody that are winning these little staycations. I really enjoy that part of the show.
It is. Did you want to talk about the website anymore? Just tell people how it's...
I think we're going to be talking about the website all morning long.
Okay.
But why don't we take a couple of minutes and go back while Romy's not here. Let's take over his segment. We could either just talk about Romy while he's not here.
Hey, Roms.
His little sister has just walked in the studio. Carol will be doing call screening for us. And while Jennifer's joining me here in studio. But why don't we take over his day in history lesson?
Okay. I had fun with this segment. It's just cool to go back in history. So do you know, Mr. NASCAR fan, who Louise Smith is?
Louise Smith.
Louise.
Louise Smith. I do not.
She was born in 1916, and this week in history. And so she just loved to drive fast. And NASCAR at the time was looking for a woman driver to kind of drive interest. So they knew that Louise was very good at outrunning the police in her car. So they invited her to come race.
Interesting.
And she got hooked. Well, her first race, she didn't know what the checkered flag meant and blew right through it and kept driving. And then a little later on, she told her husband she was just going to go watch the race and took his Ford Coupe and went to the race, but she entered it in the race and she ended up crashing it.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, she wasn't going to tell him, but by the time she got home, it had already made the paper.
Oh,
so
no.
He knew. And so she kept on. Record included 38 races and some spectacular crashes. So she stayed involved in racing.
Typical woman driver.
Hey, now. So she stayed involved in that her whole life. I thought that was kind of cool. And there's actually three things I thought you might enjoy space-related in history this week.
Oh, yeah?
Ranger 7, in 1964 of this week, took the first pictures of the moon that we had that were clear.
Is that one that they crashed into the moon?
Before it crashed, it managed to get 4,308 pictures, and they were 1,000 times clearer than anything we'd ever had. And this is the interesting part. It activated its cameras 17 minutes or 1,300 miles before impact. So in 17 minutes, they got 4,000 pictures before, you know.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then 1969, two Americans walked on the moon in the first Apollo program lunar.
I remember that.
Landing.
It's like, you know, you always are asked, where were you when?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember exactly where I was when they wired down those videos of the astronauts stepping off the spacecraft.
That's pretty cool. And then 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts took a 6.5 hour electric car ride on the moon.
I remember those videos as well.
And here's just a little fun one I thought you would enjoy. 1922, 18-year-old Ralph Samuelson rides the world's first water skis.
In 22?
Mm-hmm. I would have thought it had been before.
Well, I guess we had to get a motor first.
Yeah, I guess so. Somebody could pull you from the side, I guess.
In a car, I guess. So 1922, invention of water skis. I guess I never really thought about that, but I'm glad they invented them. That's a sport I sure enjoy.
Your whole family loves skiing, water, snow, it doesn't matter. And then I have a couple of music. I thought this was kind of appropriate. One is for the Beatles.
All right.
Their song, A Hard Day's Night, hit number one in 1964 of this week.
Okay. Not one of my favorite of their songs.
Not me either,
okay.
But it's a Beatles song.
Okay.
But Elvis started his run in Vegas at the International Hotel and Casino. And
this is when he blew up like a balloon.
Well, during the time. But he was a sold-out crowd. He sang a total of 837 consecutive sold-out performances in front of 2.5 million people.
Can you imagine?
Here's what you can't imagine. How much did you have to pay to eat dinner and watch him sing?
Oh, back in the 60s? $30.
$17.50.
Dinner and Elvis.
Dinner and
Serenaded
Elvis.
Serenaded by Elvis and a dinner for $17.
Yep.
His belt buckle just kept getting bigger and
something
bigger.
Did.
You know, it's so funny. I'm sitting back here listening to you guys, and I actually leaned over to ask Carol. I'm like, was that Fat Elvis? Was that? And then you immediately say he blows up. You know, and an interesting point to go along with what you were saying. I was actually talking with Jennifer before the show, and she mentioned that 1750. Yeah. And, you know, Mel that used to work with us.
Oh, yeah.
I just had lunch with her the other day, and she said that she's a huge Heart fan. You know, contemporary, okay. And she sees them whenever they come around.
Okay.
So the comparable thing, you didn't get dinner, you get concert, you get to take a picture with them and meet them. $250 just to meet them, you know. So $1,750 to $250, that's a pretty big jump.
I don't even know who Heart is.
Oh, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Are they?
Yeah, they sing that song, Ooh, Barracuda. That song.
You've never
isn't
heard
that 80s?
It is. It is, yeah.
You danced to that at your reunion. You just don't remember.
Yeah, wow. You know their songs. You just don't know, you know.
We didn't hear much other than Disney music during the 80s. All our kids were little.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. That's yeah.
We will fix it. We will put our heads together. We will fix it. What was that? VeggieTales?
It was a Salty.
Salty.
Before VeggieTales.
Before VeggieTales. That's all I can remember from the 80s. But it's the funny thing about music. I still listen to what I liked in high school. My other than the Latino classical guitar. We went and listened to Otmar Liebert the other night at the MIM. That's about the only evolution of my music taste at all. I could still listen to CCR and Michael Martin Murphy and
Bob Dylan. Brainwashed all our kids to love that too until Carol came along, and then now they've got the personal devices and they stick their headphones in and they don't have to listen to your music. So she doesn't get CCR. It's just heartbreaking.
That's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
Truly, truly heartbreaking. And we've got Julie Murphy from the Farm Bureau coming in at 8 o'clock, as well as John J. Harper. We wake y'all up soft and easy in the 7 o'clock hour, and we dive in the 8 o'clock hour to whatever you have going on in and about and around your garden, your landscaping, trees, hedging, trimming, fertilizing, watering, mowing, whatever it is. I picked up my mower yesterday at Scotty's Lawnmower.
It's a good thing.
As I was picking mine up, John Jay was dropping his off. So, where would we be without Scotty's Lawnmower there? So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up, and be ready to jump online early for the 8 o'clock hour, because, boy, that's that outdoor hour always loads up quick. It's Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.